And it gets big, boy.
Creep on in, on in, on in. Ooh. See, I'm riding high, high. Ooh. Kinda broke
the scene, y'all. So all I
got is fire. I got fire.
Player, give me some brew and I might just chill. But I'm the type that like to light another joint like Cypress Hill. I still do be spit loogies when I puff on it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode 6 of Sneakers Ruin My Life. What's going on? What's happening? I got my player partner, co-host.
What's happening? Duffy.
Already, it's your boy Sean P. So, of course, a lot of stuff to talk about today. We got a little more topics today because a lot of stuff been going on, especially with sneakers. But, you know, the number one thing is...
it's Corona time right now. It's Corona time.
Yes, Corona is still live in effect, but guess what? Georgia is officially, not officially out, kind of, but they still letting people out of the house. We can go bowling now. We can get tattoos. We can go get your hair cut. Go get your hair done. You can go get your toes done, ladies and men, I guess.
I ain't going for none of that.
What else they say we can go? Restaurants. So... they're definitely opening up. Is it a good idea? No. It's definitely a bad idea if Trump said it was a bad idea. But I understand that businesses, small businesses need that money. They need to stay open for the future. So you got to do what you got to do, but continue to be safe, people. Do what you got to do. Stay safe, stay clean. Know what you're doing. Keep your mask on. And be aware of your surroundings. And thank you for keep stopping the video, sir. Uh-huh. Yep. So, first topic today, we're going to be talking about Mr. Yeezy himself. Guess what? What's Yeezy up? Billionaire. And just imagine if he, like, would have stayed at Nike and he would have had, like, they would have worked out a deal for him to. Was it like they didn't want him to be bigger than the brand because they knew he was going to be bigger than the brand?
They didn't want to get him 100% creativity.
Really?
Yes, they didn't want to give him 100% creativity, asshole.
But we are the consumer. We mess with Yeezy. We mess with Kanye West. I mean, what more? I know it's like a behind the scenes things with numbers and, you know, contracts and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, just like Adidas, they seen the vision. They say, okay, this is going to be our guy. He's going to be bringing all this money to us. So why not? You know what I'm saying?
I mean, shit. Somebody at Adidas was just like, fuck it. We're not going to make the same mistake Nike made.
True. And believe it or not, guys, I don't know. I know y'all feel some way, you know, some type of way about his political aspect or whatever. But at the end of the day, Yeezy will not go anywhere when it comes to this fashion, the culture, the music. He's not going anywhere. I know he's on his little gospel run or whatnot, but he's still in the business, major part. He still got his foot in the business. So you're going to have to deal with it pretty much. He ain't going nowhere.
My cousin said he can run me for the fear of God.
Oh, word? You lucky mother. Oh, on the bot? On Nike? I mean, Wikey? I don't, yeah. La, 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 la.
Yo, who man is this?
Mike, come get this nigga.
We didn't say
JK.
That. We didn't say that on air. Yeah, so, I couldn't wait on Friday because on last Sunday, if you didn't know, but the Jordan documentary came out and I was super excited. So if you don't know, they're doing a 10-part series, correct me if I'm wrong, two episodes a Sunday. So that'll be five weeks, right? Okay, cool. So I'm good. So I want to hear's Duffy's opinion first, and then we're going to go with me. So,
on
the Jordan documentary, where has he been? Where have your antennas?
I've been working.
Oh, you didn't see it? Okay, we're watching that tonight. Okay, but I anyway, I'm watching again. So, my opinion on Jordan documentary. Of course, I already known some of the stuff, and I already seen some of that stuff. But guess what? I'll watch that shit over and over and over until the wheels fall off. But guess what? One thing I didn't know was about Pippen. But we're gonna go. You know, we're gonna talk about Pippen. You know, after Jordan. But anyway, Jordan, great documentary. I like how they're touching up on everything, especially they, you know, prolonging it. It just wasn't a 1 hour special. I like the fact that I like how they, like, I guess, get the reaction of the other person. Like, they give the individual the phone and they'll see that. And say if Jordan Pippen is talking about that individual, you'll get his, like, natural reaction on the situation. So I like that. So it's like, it's more like natural, you know, it's not like a script type deal. And so Pippen signed a contract for seven years, $18 million. So
spit in the face.
Yes. So the thing is, I know a lot of people say, could Jordan have done something? But at the end of the day, Jordan is not in that room when he gets that contract. And he also with his agent. So his agent
had to say, that's okay, we'll take it.
Right. And he also, Pippen did say, I understand, you know, I don't know if that was just like his second year, like his second term, like his second contract he signed. I don't know how that, they probably said it, but I wasn't paying attention. But his agent was there, and him, he had to look at him and say, oh, go ahead and sign it, bro, because 7 years, that's a bit much. I would have definitely signed a 4 or 5.
Yeah.
4 or 5. So now that would be horrible. But back then.
It made sense.
And I'm pretty sure, like, year four, he was like, oh, shit, the money market going up. I should have just waited. And that, so he signed it in the agent. So I believe, first, number one, is the agent. Mm-hmm. Second, Pippen signed it. And I understand he has people to feed. He got a family feed. And we don't know what's going on behind closed doors. So we just can't, you know, react so quick because we don't know what's going on in this man's household. But that was pretty steep. But yeah. I heard it's also leak. People, I know it's leak. Don't leak. Don't look forward to that. Just have the anticipation of on Sunday, you got something to watch. Jordan is that, the great, the GOAT, whatever you want to call him. So, you know, that's how I feel about it. So, yeah, so also they did a sneaker drop. 9 o'clock sharp, and it was the fire red fives. So I did hit.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. So I pretty much, because I know they do this kind of stuff, because they did it with Travis Scott. They do it on all type of, like, special days. So I said, I guarantee they're going to drop something real quick. So I just happened to be on the website. I happened to be on the site, right? And then I seen something like a notification from Unbreakable Kicks. Shout out to Unbreakable Kicks. And it said shock drop coming soon. I said, I knew it. Soon that shoe popped up, went for it. Now it took a good 10 to 15 minutes. I know on sneakers app, I don't know how it works for everybody else, but if you wait at least five minutes and up, like, you're not gonna win. But I guess shit declined and it just came. That 13 just slid on my shit and just said, you got it. So I was like, cool. So I good on me. Yeah, good for me. But my boy Duffy, he had to work. He works the great graveyard shift. So he could have still hit, but he probably wasn't even paying attention or whatnot.
I didn't get the notification. Well, I got the notification, but I was clearly working. And that's why I texted and said, yo, did you hit on the shot drop? And he was like, yeah. I was like, congratulations.
Yeah.
At least one of us hit. I don't care. I'm just trying my luck next week.
So I know I'm reaching. So the rumor is that the DMP 11s will be shock dropping during one of those shock.
One of these episodes.
Yeah, one of these episodes. Now it'll be great for the season finale. But if they hit us like this Sunday, even better because I'm ready. Now if they hit that, bro, and it's so good because nobody's expecting it. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to make sure. Well, I'm going to make sure I go for it. But like I said, I really want this fear of God. So yeah. If I had to choose.
I'm going to hit for it, but I'm not going to be mad if I don't hit. Cause your swag has got to be up to par. Like you got to know what you're doing with that shoe, especially with a Bigfoot. Do not say PJ Tuck once again. I can't wait till PJ Tuck can get on the show.
I'm about to.
We will see you, PJ. But anyway, I'm gonna try to hit, cause I don't have a fear guy in my collection, so I definitely want that shoe. I hopefully in. Actually, I heard, now, this is a solid. They did say they was going to do the Flint 13s.
Oh, drop?
But we just don't know when. That's the thing.
Yeah.
So, it's coming. I love shock drops, even when I don't hit, because, you know, it's the state of the culture. You know, that's the culture. That's what happens. A shoe comes out. Do they even call it quick strike anymore? Do they still do quick strike?
I think so, yeah.
So, that's similar to a, is that similar to a quick strike?
Quick strike.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, it's like similar to a quick strike. You get a shoe that everybody won't have, and then you can get it. And you can say, I got that shoe during that time when the Jordan documentary came out. It's not like everybody and their mama. And also with them DMP 6s, I wish they didn't come out in GS and stuff. It kind of brings down the shoe. I really don't really care about it anymore. It really brings down the shoe.
You always hate when it comes
sorry,
out
in infants. GS. Sorry, women. But if everybody and their mama going to have it, it's like,
everybody do. It's sold out.
Yeah, so the shoe doesn't really mean nothing. That's just my opinion. I'm just real picky about different type shoes. Like, that was a moment. That was a defining shoe, you know, defining moment. But that was the shoe, bro. Like, when somebody had that shoe, it was like, my nigga, he got the DMPs. Now everybody and mama got the shoe on. So, and niggas just think, oh, I got the black and gold sixes. Come on, my boy. You can't do that. Anyway, to better topics. The sneakers app. So, quick little intel, and I might not be right on this, but it just depends on who's listening, right? Okay, so one thing about the sneaker app, what I heard, and I don't know if it's true or not, but it seems like it's true. So, if you're doing the sneakers app, right, and you got five people in your house that's trying to hit, and y'all all using the same server, y'all not going to hit. Exactly. Because y'all using the same IP address and blah, blah, blah. Now, some of y'all might say, that's not true. Cool. I get it. But I heard this. I tried it. And we failed. We all failed. So, the second thing, well, that doesn't work because my boy don't even shop with Nike. He hit on the Travis Scott sixes, and he didn't even know they was coming out. He just asked me, and he hit, and I didn't hit. So I thought if the more
you spent with him,
yeah,
now the more you shop with him, Foot Locker kind of thing.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, that's good that Nike gives you a chance, but when it comes to shoes like that, Nike, like if you know that man shop with you and he's like looking forward to that shoe, although I mean you know. This kid didn't purchase not a sock in your business, and he won a Travis Scott 6. You know, that kind of stuff is, like, bothers me. But, hey, everybody should have a chance to win a shoe if they really want it or whatever and do what the hell they want to do with it. So, it's whatever. So, that's an ugly shoe.
I really like that shoe.
the shiny part, that's not even patent leather. Really, is it? Nah.
It's crack leather, but it's that, dope.
It's a dope shoe, but the shiny shit is just like, whatever.
It reminds me of like my Halloween Air Force Ones.
I really like it on women. That should have been a woman's shoe. I like it on women. If I don't know what we're talking about. We're talking about the
3.0 Shadow Bat Boy.
Yeah, we're talking about that shoe. I just don't like the fact that each shoe is kind of different, but we name it as the same thing. Does that make sense?
I mean, they did a 1.0, 2.0, 3.0.
Yeah, but
the and yellow they bottom look completely different. I like the sell bottom.
Yeah, but if they should have did that with like the first one, the second one.
Why? I mean, the first one it had sell on the inside, like where my black check is.
Well, I wasn't fortunate to get that shoe, but yeah,
I was working for Foot Locker at the time, and I was kind of fortunate to did win like a raffle.
You were trash. And you didn't hit me up. Then hey, check this out. This is my main man, my homie. He worked at a shoe store. And he never hits me up. Isn't that crazy?
Bruh. Didn't I just say I was fortunate enough to win a raffle within the job?
Never wearing a big-ass book bag like that. But go ahead.
Within the job. Like, nigga, I was I think I was my, I might have been full time at the time. And the assistant managers that I won the shoe over them
right,
were pissed. They was like, why does he get it? He's not even a manager. My store manager was like, because I said so.
Right. Oh, he trying to copy our style.
Shout out to my, OG.
Hey, shout out to anybody. Shout out to anybody that wins a hard shoe. Because I know it's hard. Trust me, I know it's stress. You don't know the stress. Like, I remember the Travis Scott Sixes. I was literally doing push-ups during the countdown. Just like, come on. I run around the house, and I caught that L. And then my boy told myself, hey, bro, I appreciate that hit. I was like, that's not it right there. That is not it.
It happens, bro.
That is not it. So if you don't
he's going to remember that the rest of his life.
I am. So to piggyback on,
about him, but
so to piggyback on Travis Scott. So Travis Scott, if you don't know, he had a concert on Fortnite.
Yeah, my son was lit.
Now that's some on his birthday. That's some shit that you don't hear every day, right? Like a concert on a video game. So to give you the visual, if you didn't see it, I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube. So pretty much it wasn't like literally a concert. He was on stage, like a virtual on stage type deal. And you like watching, it's more like, it was like a,
what I was looking at is like Fortnite. That's how the character
was. It was a Fortnite. Right? Yeah, it was Fortnite, but it was like an experience because it what you could move your character, but he had you like different scenes. So the first, how it first came, it was like an astronaut, you know, astronaut coming and hitting the stage and then you all blow up and then he's like big as fuck. He's like big in the whole Fortnite world or whatnot. It was Astro World or whatever. And he's pretty much performing a song. And then the next song, he'll switch it up. And it's like you, like underwater. And then the next song, actually, he debuted a song called The Scots, featuring Kid Cudi. Excuse me. Shout out to Cudi. It was a dope song. And he was like in space. So he had, it was definitely a moment, something different, something for the culture. And on our previous podcast, shout out to that manager, man, or whoever on his team. He got a great team. Anybody, like, that young man cannot say his team didn't do shit for him. Like, I ain't never seen an artist like this in my life. You would think he's the Drake, for real, or he's the Michael Jackson or some shit like that.
He's the Travis.
He is the Travis, but
it just makes sense.
Is he up there as far as the music?
I think it depends on the type of music you like.
Like everybody's Drake is, you know, global. Michael Jackson global, you know.
Yeah, I think Travis Scott is global.
So he has hit that mark.
I think he was just different. That's why
he's definitely different.
He had a different wave. So it was like how people gravitated to Drake. He was different. And people, they like that mix. Oh, he could spit. He's R&B. Like, he could pretty much do every genre kind of type of music. And it makes sense. Like, you don't look at him and be like, why the hell are you rapping about that? Like, he can fit himself.
So he's officially that guy.
Who, Cactus Jack?
No, Travis Scott.
That's it. That's his label. I know, but I like saying Cactus Jack.
Okay, send him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Cactus Jack.
Oh, that shit dope. Yeah.
I liked it.
I liked the whole setup of just the Cactus Jack theme and everything. Like, that was real creative. Shout out to them, for real.
Yeah. I am definitely with the team. I'll fuck with it. Hey, I'm definitely a hype beast when it comes to Travis Scott. I have bought the cereal. I have bought the shoes. I'm still looking for the Sunkiss. But the cereal is more like, you know, I never seen a rapper on a cereal box. So I bought my boy one, bought myself one, I bought my cousin one. So I've been giving out boxes.
You get a box.
Yeah,
get a
so box. It's just more like, you know, for the culture, this is history pretty much. Like, we would never see a light-skinned nigga by the name of Drake on a box of cereal. Oh, will he be on Wheaties or some shit? No shade, I'm just saying, like.
Lucky charm.
I'm just saying, it was just something different. Although I'm not a really big fan of the Reese's Puffs, but, you know, I bought it anyway. Yeah, so, enough with Mr. Travis Scott. So I just seen something about StockX. More than 100 StockX employees laid off on cost-cutting measure. How do you feel about that, bro?
Doesn't affect me. I mean, sorry, but shit.
Well, of course we know why it is. It's
Corona time right now.
It's Corona all day. And it's amazing how
somebody got sick at their plant. They had to let some folks go.
Yeah, because I remember I bought the sixes early, and that shit didn't come to like 2 weeks later. And it's normally like a week. You don't have to wait like a week. About 2.5 weeks or something like that. But it took a minute. But of course, they're not going to, you know, disclose all that information because people will stop buying, and they really be cutting everybody ties up. So,
did you spray your box before you brought it in the house?
I did. Lysoled it up. Yeah, I did. Mm-hmm. So, God bless everybody that lost their job. Trust me, I have lost my job before. I'm a normal human being. I'm not special at all. I've been through it all. I've been broke before. I didn't have the downs. I didn't lost a job. I had to come up. So, we all been through it all. So, hopefully, y'all get rehired or find another job, you know, something like that. So, you know, hopefully things work out for you guys. So another down, another negative. Mr. Kawhi Leonard.
He lost.
The picture that he, like, I guess his cousin, his little baby cousin drew up. You seen the picture?
Yes, it looked like he drew it.
Or one finger?
Big ass hands.
So, they pretty much say it. Well, the judge said the picture that Nike drew up and the picture that his little baby cousin drew up didn't look alike at all. So, what these young punks say? Cap? That's bullshit. That shit just like, it just looks like a better version, of course. Whoa, what is this guy doing? Anyway. Nah, he's faking. This is fake. Yeah, he bullshit. Anyway, he pretty much.
No, that shit stuck.
It's not stuck, bro. It's a show. Remember that. Shout out to Trinidad James. Well, Sam probably really interrupted by this young man here. Yeah. The hand. It didn't look like. It looked like. So, what's the thought process? Tell me, like.
Why would you think you're going to beat Nike in a lawsuit?
But he had a legit, like. I'm listening. He had a legit, like, case. Yeah. He had a legit. Did look like.
Nope. Sure did not.
But the thing is, so this is what we need to do to remind us. So if we have a logo, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we drew it up. And we tell somebody to draw it up for us. So mm-hmm. Do they automatically, copyright it or trademark it?
If they draw it for us and we don't pay them,
yeah,
they can take it or snatch it or sell it or give it to somebody else if they wanted to.
So what did they do wrong? They drew it up and said, hey, Nike, we got an idea. Right? Mm-hmm. That's what happened, right?
So they should have
trademarked it mm-hmm. first, then say we have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how it went, so we're really like freestyling. But I'm assuming if he lost to Nike. Jeff is
looking in Trinidad. Damn you, Dad.
He is mesmerized by Trinidad's James shoes. Yes. But
FYI, he just had on the Nerd Pharrell's dunks. Yes. Them son of a bitches.
They go hard. But guess what? They wouldn't look right on my foot. Anyway, so is that how they should have did? They should have done?
Oh, I don't know what he should have did. What he should have did is not try to go against Nike. Like, real
but
talk.
But he wants his brand on New Balance. Shout out New Balance.
Shout out New Balance.
Yeah.
Bruh, you cannot go against a powerhouse. It's just not going to work.
But you do, if you came up with a sign yourself and you stop being mesmerized, it's okay. You do, punk. Fuck you. So, come on, we got to get this topic out. I'm excited.
Why the fuck you put it on this episode? Man?
I'm going to let you like some kids. I'm going to tell you, y'all.
All right, so look.
what
and my... when we first found out he was suing them, I automatically said, he's not going to win.
Right.
You're just too small. Like, any flaw.
No, he's not.
That
Nike is a powerhouse.
That symbol.
But when you win championships, you are a powerhouse yourself. He was already a champion prior to.
That symbol would have had to be exact, spot on. They're not giving people wins for similarity.
But they got the concept from him.
You're not going to win a lawsuit from a concept.
So he pretty much said, this
he
how
said,
I want.
That's my He's, symbol.
So he pretty much said, okay, I want K and L shaped as a hand. Of course, the nigga can't draw, so of course, sorry, mom. The man
that's
can't.
That's not his fault. I mean, that's not Nike's fault either.
Niggas can't draw. Everybody cannot draw, bro. Everybody can't hoop. Everybody can't read. Everybody can't fucking talk. Like, that's bullshit right there. I love Nike to death, but you can't do him like that. Like, oh, he can't draw, so we kind of switched it up all the way. But you clearly he had a baby cousin hand with the KL. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not right, bro. That's not right. You laughing? That's not right, bro.
Look, it's not right because that nigga was He was loyal to them. Gave y'all what y'all needed. Gave y'all what y'all wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And you should part ways with respect. Like,
that's crazy.
You guys not gonna use that symbol ever again. You guys just didn't want him to use that symbol. That's petty. That's all I'm gonna say. But true. He should have knew better.
True. That's true. And I wonder what his next symbol is gonna be now.
He
probably just be straight K and
NB.
A middle finger.
It's gonna be middle finger with the end.
He gonna have.
Hopefully, like, he figure it out.
Cause that was a dope signature. To be honest with you, it was dope.
It definitely was.
Yeah, it was dope. Like, and his name is the claw. Like,
Nike
man,
definitely petty. Oh, they're petty.
They petty as hell.
That was cold.
So for y'all people out there, please do good business. Please have paperwork. Make sure it's in white and black. Make sure you sign it. Make sure somebody else reads it. You have a lawyer, all that good stuff. Because as you can see, someone had a great concept, and Nike said, "F you."
I don't care. Get it, Nike. Take it.
So I'm gonna mess this lady's name up. So can you please? What's this young lady's name?
Lena.
Wait. Right. Wait. Her whole name. We're gonna put some respect on her name. Come on.
I said the first part, Lena. You got to say the last part.
So, if we mess up your name, I apologize.
Sorry.
But you are a great producer. You are a great director. You are a great writer. So, put respect on your stuff. So, anyway, so her comment was, you can't talk about sneakers and not talk about the fact that black faces sell shoes, but white hands get the money.
Facts.
Is that true? That's facts.
Of course.
Travis Scott, Drake, Virgil, Kanye. So they're not getting money off these
who's
kicks.
Over Nike? Who's over Adidas? Now, Kanye is different because he owns Yeezy Supply, so that's his shit.
So we couldn't control Nike, Adidas, ASICS, all that stuff way back then, but now it's at a time that these individuals, these artists, these celebrities are getting money for.
As big as LeBron is, he doesn't get 100%
of
the
shit. So, for example, that's correct. But guess what? Nike was already up and running before this man was born. So, okay. He has no control over that.
You're right.
So, you're not going to.
But you got to think. He still added value to them.
This is a rumor. We don't know the facts of it, but he signed a $1 billion contract with Nike, right? Something like that. That's just the rumor.
That's forever.
Let's just say it. Forever, right? They showing love to this man.
They are.
They taking care of his family. They don't have to buy a shoe ever again. You know what I'm saying?
But what if LeBron was to wake up and say, you know what?
LeBron could be his own company.
Okay, so let's rewind it. Let's rewind it because let's not speak on now because it's different. It's a different world now. So let's say Run DMC with the whole Adidas movement, the whole superstars, Shell Toes. I could say they like put their stamp on it. Like this is the shoe, especially without the laces. Like they sold that shoe, but were they getting any profits off that? Only thing they're probably doing is, oh, here's some free Adidas. Appreciate you.
We don't know.
We don't know. And I like to hear that story or whatnot. And I'm pretty sure somebody knows out there, you know, put us on game because we don't know everything. But anyway, like back in the day, I doubt it. Let's say that I doubt it. I really doubt it. They probably did show love, like I said, giving free sneakers.
Well, you know, they did definitely show love. They definitely appreciated them.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if you remember, I was working at Finish Line at the time. They came out with a Run DMC shelter.
True.
They had them Run DMC on the tongue.
True.
They was pretty dope, too.
But that's probably, of course, they wasn't in their prime and they wasn't booming. It was just pretty paying homage to.
You know what I'm saying? They respected them enough to pay homage.
Right. But why did it take that long, though? So that statement.
It was like a 20-year.
But that statement she said right there is more like back in that time.
Exactly. So you got to think, back in that time.
Yeah.
When my Adidas came out, Run DMC might have got paid for the song, but Adidas reaped the benefits of them wearing the shelter.
But it sounds like she was speaking in these days now.
I mean, I think she's probably close.
And I'm just reading the quote. I didn't watch the interview or anything like that. So I'm just reading the quote. But if you, this is hypothetically speaking, she's talking about right now. I think that's false because niggas getting bread now, money now. There's more collaborations. She's correct with the first part. Black people are selling their shoe, right? That's correct.
I'm not thinking she's not saying they're getting money. It's just that, okay, LeBron. You did extremely well. You got $1 billion. If LeBron got $1 billion, best believe Nike got at least $2.2 billion. That's what she's saying.
But she's saying, but white hands get the money. Like, only the white folks get the money.
I don't think she's saying only, but they get majority. Like, it doesn't matter. However much money you make, if you was to make $100, if it doesn't make them $200, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. She's saying, why not? LeBron get the $200 and Nike get the $100.
But once again, back in, but this was, when did Yeezy One come out? Nike.
Hit me with
2005?
2000 something.
Okay. 2000s. During that time, remember he had the rant about how Nike did him wrong, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. So during that time, of course, they wasn't giving him 100%. They probably cut him short with the cash.
I don't even think, from what I'm hearing, it's not even about the money with Kanye. He wants creative control. He wants to be like, I want this material. I want it designed like this. Me. And Nike was like, you can give us your opinion.
If you know,
and if we like it, we'll run with
it. What was the creative like? Did they give him 100% on the first two editions of what he blessed us with? No?
I doubt it. I think that was the issue. They didn't give it to him, and once he asked for it.
I think the third one, that's when they was like, no, I think.
He probably didn't ask for it.
Because knowing Kanye West and his personality, just from like outside looking in, if it's something going wrong or some shit, he's going to speak on it. He's just not going to roll with the punches and be like, because he was already powerhouse. So it's not like he was low-key and he was just trying to come up in the game. So, I disagree with it. I think it's a fair share of money going around as far as from the people that have their black people having their collaborations and their names that put on the shoe. Now any random person just wearing the shoe that's a big face, yeah, it helps. But that person just liked the shoe. I don't think they were just wearing it just to get money off of it. You know, so I'm not sure.
But yeah, so you disagree, I slick agree, like, in a sense, I agree. I see what she's saying. But
yeah, in the past, though, not, like.
I mean, even now, they still not giving folks 100%.
Oh yeah, so I figured out who stole my, well, not who stole my shoe, but what shoe they stole. The fire, well, what we gonna call them? The Black Tongues, Fives, Fire Red Fives, aka the Black Tongues. Yeah. Oh, I used to have those. Oh yeah. So someone stole my Fire Red. So we were talking about last episode, we were talking about pretty much wins and losses. Or who stole yours and all that good stuff. So I said the Fire Red Threes and the Fire Red Fives. Black Tongues to be exact. So yes, I have had my many losses in my days. But I'm not hurting. I still have my life. I still have my health. I can wake up and make money every day. So I'm good on that. On that, in that aspect. So anybody with that shoe and you still have it, fuck you.
You think you can do this to me?
Yep.
But guess what? He did not wear that shoe in the school. It was me and Ty, he was looking for that guy. And kids, please don't look for anybody or do anything incriminating to hurt yourself in the future. It is not worth it. I am all cap right now.
Not.
But yeah.
Not. Naughty.
I see your Ross is still out there.
Man, that's a dope shoe, man.
It is a dope shoe.
Not.
Will we ever get a union again? That's one shoe I regret.
Yeah.
That's one shoe I regret giving up, but, you know, times is hard, so I had to do what I had to do. That's the thing with me. Like, when time get hard and I got these shoes sitting in the closet that's worth some money, I'm letting them go because I got to pay shit. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
my boy to my right, he can be down negative 50,000, but he got two Yeezys dead stock. He got a fucking, well, give me something else. He'll have a Thunder and a Lightning dead stock, and he ain't giving it up. You crazy. That shit is gone. See you later. Bless someone else's foot, because it's damn sure ain't blessing these, this closet, this foot, because I shit need to get paid, though.
I just feel like, you know, can't stay down forever. And when I get back up, I'm going to want my shit. You know,
and this is the one thing, and I love what's going on now, but sneakers, like people be like, some people understand, you know, you talk about sneakers, some people don't. So if you don't know, like sneakers is very important nowadays. Like sneakers, like move the culture, move how people like, how you feel. Just like with the clothes you wear on your back. The first thing you get, the first thing you gotta wear is a, well, you always have to wear a kick, a shoe. Don't matter, it don't matter what you got on, you have to wear a shoe. It just is out there. What's up? What you see? Mm-hmm. Oh, just browsing? Just browsing. There's really nothing in there. PG keep giving these ugly ass shoes. We keep giving them ones. Yeah, so sneakers, people. Sneakers have done me right. Sneaker has sent me to Jamaica. Sent me, has got me my car. my $30,000 car. I sold every 11 in the world. And I sold them. And I had a down payment for my car. That was 5 years ago, but yeah. For my brand new car. I mean, it works. It benefits. Like, people collect guns and everything else. We collect sneakers. And it's a plus. No, I don't recommend reselling them. Only if you need to. That's the only reason I do. I'm not a reseller at all. I'm not even in the game. But if you need to, sell that shit. Do not sit on that shit. Old school people, like, I could say he's a solidified sneaker egg. He's all about, I got to hold on to it, and whatever. But me, got to go.
I wear all my sneakers.
Mm-hmm. I should. I do too, but something's more important, man. I got to eat. You know what I'm saying? Trick or treat.
Squat. Long little dump. R.P.
dump. Yep. Any new shows? Oh, I finished Money Heist.
I gotta finish it,
bro.
Plan on finishing it tonight.
No, sir.
What?
You're watching the documentary.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, my ass. Yeah. Oh, but
I recorded it so I can
no,
watch
sir,
it.
No, sir. You're watching it tonight. I don't give a damn what you talking about. So, Money Heist. Great show. It's pretty much.
Shut up.
It's shot in Spain. It's like in Europe, but it's like a voiceover if you haven't checked it out. It's like a voiceover, but it's not bad. It's not like them old Chinese films or whatnot, so you won't get lost.
Yo, who man's this?
Shout out to Asians. But but it's not I said old Bruce Lee movie, shit like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Anyway, it's a good film. It's pretty much like you say, Money Heist, but these guys, these criminals, like smart, really, really smart. You got this one guy by the name of the professor. He put everything together. He put in orchestrating everything. So it's dope. It's a dope film. I got Jeff on it. So, yeah. What else? I watched Ozark, did all that. As far as movies, I try to get into Black as Fuck. It's really
hashtag. They reopened the drive-in today.
Oh, they did.
That's the safest way to watch a movie.
I ain't got to worry about nobody getting in my car. Because I'm, you know, currently taken. So I only go there just to do bad things. I don't go there to watch a movie, so.
That's a sign.
Yeah, I don't do that. Oh, flip. Okay. You know what I was thinking?
Rich niggas.
You know what I was thinking? We should do on the podcast next week the top 10 best sneakers of all time.
In our opinion?
Yes.
All brands?
All brands. No Nike. All right. Yeah, so throughout the week, you come with your list, I come with my list. Of course, it's going to be majority Nikes, but we're going to do something. We're going to switch it up. I do like Adidas. I've been seeing some Asics that's dope. That's like.
This nigga go sell. He go like, oh, hell no, this shit look big in my size. He'll send that shit
I told
back.
You, when I get old, I'm wearing New Balances all my life. Watch.
They are hella comfortable.
Yeah, I am, because I'm going to have all the Jordans or whatever. I didn't see it all. Asics, Reeboks. I need some. Well, I did have a question, but the I guess the what do you call it? Transparent R.
Did you see the new questions? They did the collab.
The Sean.
No.
I didn't like that.
Oh no, you got to look at them. Pull a shot of my boy Frank Cook. Me and Drew was just talking about him.
Frank Cook.
If you go to, I say if you went to his Instagram page, it would have been up too. I'm sure.
Well, sir, you have a phone as well. That definitely didn't work out.
Yeah, you put question. I would have put Alan Iverson. Something.
Go ahead. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we could do top 10 all brands, our opinions. Yeah. I'm at least have one Adidas and a Reebok. Let's do five right now. Just freestyling.
Okay. Frank pays for private, so.
You hear him? Yeah. Let's do five now, freestyling. Can you do? No order.
Jordan 3, up tempo.
No. Shaq Gnosis. We're going to do colorway, because colorway is a very important factor.
Do your five first.
Cool. The red questions. The runner white questions. I love the red 11s, right? The cool gray 11s definitely made an impact. They're fresh. They're cool. What'd I say? The Kool-Aid 11s. Do you see that? The bread ones. Huh?
Box that coming in?
Oh, that's dope. Oh, it's a camping theme?
Yes.
Oh, that's dope.
Frank is shitting on them.
Okay, what was I saying? So look, jot it down if or remember it. So red and white questions, the Kool-Aid 11s, off-white retro one, help me out, bro.
It was
the black cement threes. And I need one more. Help me out. One more. I'm trying to look at somebody else's closet. In the grapes. Bingo.
Of all time.
Yes. I believe all five of those shoes made a major impact and changed the game. Not changed the game, but made people like, oh, shit, that's dope. I need it in my life. Like, I have to have it. Am I correct? So you want to run through it one more time? Mm-hmm. White and red questions. Mm-hmm. Cool gray 11s. Mm-hmm. Black cement threes. You want to be interested in me? Fuck. Grapes. Mm-hmm. Damn, what else? Did I say six? Nope. Fuck. Oh, man. I forgot it. Anyway.
It's recorded.
Yeah, it's recorded. Yeah, that. So that's my five. I believe that really did something. All right. An off-white retro one. Chicago one.
Okay.
Yep.
All times. All right, I'm going to say.
Freestyling. It don't matter if you take time.
It's all cool. White. Mine just won't take that long. All white, low top Air Force One. I'm going to say the band colorway of the retro one. Nope. This bastard took my cement three. Of course, y'all know that's my favorite. Black. That's my favorite shoe. The black cement three.
The white one's dope too.
I mean, they are.
Yeah.
So since he put that, I'm going to take that off my list. I'm going to go with Shaq Gnosis.
Dope.
And I'm going to go with
Shaq Gnosis.
The Arab Tipo Pippen. And then I'm going to go with
which one? The air or?
Yeah, with the air.
Okay. The squiggly lines go dope too. You know what I'm talking about? It's a clear. Yeah, those dope. But yeah, the air definitely made a
I'm going to go with
that's fine.
Phone Posit One.
Oh, you going 10? Oh, let's go.
Phone Posit One.
First of all, you said
I got to do colorway too.
Thank you.
All right. So if I'm going to pick a colorway,
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going to say the Galaxy. It started the whole wave for us, the reselling.
I thought you at least said like the eggplant.
Now, those are personal favorites. I'm just going off of culture wise. If you didn't try to go out to that Galaxy and realize that she was $1,000 after that, and you had to be there at House of Hoops to see. Trust me. People like Manolo, KO, you had shoe, to see what we had to go
but
through.
But the shoe already had hella shoe. Colorways, dope colorways at that. And it's already solidified.
That was a game changer, like, far as reselling. Nobody really was thinking about reselling.
It was a game changer.
Shoes.
And then they tried to do that, and it was a slump.
Yeah, that's why I said the first one.
Okay. I give you that. Galaxy was dope. But this is your list, so.
The Ken Griffey Jr. one with the strap, that 24.
Dope.
OG colorway, the black freshwater colorway. I'm going to go Adidas Superstar Low, white, black stripes. Like you said, Run DMC. They had a whole wave, whole era. Well, I'm at seven.
Like, they couldn't wear nothing else. Like, they had, that's what they, that was the shoe of their outfit.
Yeah.
Their, yeah.
What's that, seven?
Let's do seven.
I'm going to throw a cheap classic out there. I'm going to say a Nike Cortez.
Okay.
And then, so that'll be eight. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Grant Hill, 96.
Dope. Fila.
Yep. That's nine.
The base is white. And this is. You got the blue trim, navy blue trim. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's nine.
And this is not in no particular order. Yeah, I'm just throwing 10 out there.
Yeah. Give us a. Oh, yeah, I gave us Adidas. Never mind.
I gave her.
Give me a holiday shoe.
A holiday shoe?
Brian from way downtown. Bang!
Put that on your list.
No holiday. It's good. You good.
You put a question on yours. And oh, what did Don SB?
Oh, what the dunk. Oh, yeah, that was dope.
I was really trying to choose between the Wet the Dunk and the Kruger sample, but I'm going to have to do a Wet the Dunk because it was actually sold.
Yeah. The Kruger, like, it was some license with the motion picture and stuff like that. Yeah.
Don't worry. When I get up.
I got to get that shoe. I got to get that Wave Runner just to be my everyday shoe. I really like that shoe.
My little cousin said he got a pair of beater ones. And he got two pairs. He's like, oh, no, you can't get these. These are my beaters. I was like.
Actually, I think I'm going to get that on.
You got two pairs sent over there. Sell me a pair.
I've been Uber Eats, and so I'm going to. Actually, if I don't. Matter of fact, if I don't hit on this shoe tomorrow, I'm getting the Wave Runners. Straight up. Oh, I hit on. I didn't hit on the shoe, but I got this shoe. You're going to say these are so ugly. So, look, they're so ugly.
I'm going to call the shoe ugly?
No. Well, I don't know.
I was saying, well, like, call the shoes ugly.
They're ugly and dope at the same time. I thought that was actually the dopest, like the
dopest shoe ever.
Yeah. I loved it. And it's definitely like a house shoe or some shit you could just chill in.
Did you get that? Ooh. That's something definitely that I would wear. Yeah. I don't see you wearing this shoe at all.
Yes, sir. I'm wearing that shoe. I got that sucker too.
This and is not you.
Yes, it is. It is me, bro. This is a kick around shoe.
Bruh, that is not you. This
shoe is dope.
It is.
I know. I can't get it. Oh, yeah, bro. Check this out. Got the Nike in the back.
First off, I remember when the shoe released. You ain't showing me nothing new.
Yeah.
This is not you. This is out your element. I can't wait to see you wear this shoe.
Shout out to that female. I forgot her name. She's definitely a high-profile WNBA player. I'm sorry. I will correct your name on the next episode. You are very important to this basketball culture and the sneaker culture, but she put me on this shoe. I'm giving all the credit to her. I seen that on her foot. I was like, I'm getting that. As soon as I seen that, I'm getting it. Yeah, she's dope. Yep. But this is more like, oh, I gotta go to the gas station, this, like, whatever. And I can't wait to get here.
Bruh, no, that's, I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you ain't gonna be like, this shoe don't look right.
Yeah. Oh, so 17. What we're talking about is the Nike Air Mach. It looked like an Indian shoe from the tribe, but it's a Nike. It's hella dope. It's different. I can't wait to see it on my foot. Wear some all-white Nike socks or some shit like that, or some Supreme all-red socks or something. Don't worry. It's definitely going to be my kick-around shoe. And now guess what? And this is what I love. Nobody's going to have it. That's the beauty of it. You're not going to, especially the neighborhood I live in, or the area, I should say. They're not gonna have this shoe, so I'm Gucci. Yep, and I thought he's, I thought you were gonna think they're ugly, but yeah.
You know who you're talking.
So yeah,
I'm still kind of mad. I'm not gonna lie.
They cheat, bro.
Damn, how did I not add a Fury in there?
So what about music? Who we all listen to? Something just came out.
I'm listening to DaBaby right now.
Of course, DaBaby just dropped. Of course, Travis Scott just dropped something. Tory Lanez, I'm still rocking to that. Trouble. I haven't got to listen to the whole Trouble, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be hard. I fuck with Trouble. Trouble.
Shout out to Miss Mulatto. I heard her No Hook freestyle.
Miss Mulatto.
She was on the rap game with Jermaine Dupri. She all grown up.
Light skin, cute little shoulder. Oh, yeah.
Grown up now. From the South Side.
Yeah, I know.
Hey.
I'll follow her.
That No Hook.
It going hard. Go hard.
I downloaded it. Hold on. That's why I knew it was. So I was like, what?
Hold on. Let me be the judge.
It's fine. Shout out to the South Side.
I knew I heard this song. Let's see what she's talking about. Okay. Let's try my iPad, because I definitely didn't have that hooked up. So, yeah. No hook. It better go hard, too.
I don't give a fuck if y'all like it or not. I do.
You look cutie.
Yeah. I got money and my own family started acting funny. I don't trust nobody, keep it on. I swear they always told me that the top would be lonely. 2-year relationship, that nigga really owe me. Bitch, I want my time back. Bruises had to hide that. I thought I was pregnant, to this day I'm thanking God for that. Fuck the rap game, still happy I ain't signed that. No sleep, when I land, head is straight to sound check. Drop 10 pins to be the case that I ain't do. How the fuck they put me for some shit with no proof? Bitch, I ain't forgot how y'all were clowning, but it's cool. I'ma sue and get the last laugh on them when I'm through. I love my OG, but he ain't show me how to treat.
Okay, okay, I hear ya. I hear you, Miss Mulatto. Look cute, so. Snack! Anyway, no disrespect to my fiance. Y'all love you, but anyway, I fought with it. I rock with it.
It's your heart.
Yeah, I fought with it. So is she the next? Because I see that, like, hopefully it'll change, but I see, like, it's like one
at a time.
Yeah. It shouldn't be like that.
But the wave is kind of, they got some women out there now. Like, Meg's out there. Cash is out there. Mulatto's coming out. Cash Doll. Like, they got.
She out there, but she ain't out there. Well, does that make sense? Like Megan, so we already know what's my girl? Coronavirus.
Cardi B. Damn shame.
I ain't heard in a minute, so that's why. I'm sorry, Cardi B. No disrespect. Anybody. Love everything that you're doing. Anyway, Cardi B, so she had her moment, right? She's still up there.
Yeah.
But it seems like
I think she's just working on a new project.
Yeah. But it seems like okay, they back, and then you got Megan. And then so I'm not saying it should be like that. I wish everybody be like dropping. So, you know, I don't know why it's like that anyway.
Like it's who put the females. Yeah.
Like what are you talking
about? You should get female rappers to just chime in, like, it's hard. It's like
but they rap sing.
It's like they don't get them a chance. Like they be like, hold on. It's one of y'all.
I do hear like they're so expensive because they require so much.
Both out right now.
Beautiful shoe. Oh, he got a little baby foot.
Yeah, he does. He wear like an 8.5 or something.
I didn't like that pack.
I did.
Like, just give us the normal shit. Like, start giving us other shit. We ain't gonna. what else? Shows, movies. That it?
Be safe, you guys. I know they opened the city back up. Be smart.
If you don't got to, you really don't got to go bowling. You don't need no damn tattoo now. I know, no disrespect to any tattoo artists out there. I get it. You got to shop. You need your money.
No, look, he gave out a reason to open. Cool. Do one person every 3 fucking hours. Like, don't have niggas just sitting in your shop.
True.
Like, even the barbers. Yeah. Send them by appointments. 20 niggas just got to wait. Look, I got 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 2 o'clock. Do them shits like that. Keep yourself safe.
And wait outside.
Ain't no
too.
Sense of dying over no lineup.
But say, like, you know, some barbers are faster than others or whatnot. But if they do come at the same time, just wait in the car. Like, just wait in the car.
Respect the space.
Yeah.
I don't. Much. Last, man, the saddest shit I seen was some, the lady said, my husband died of a fucking haircut. Like, that shit is sad.
He was a barber too. Or unless the customer died as well. I only heard about the barber. If anything else, I've heard.
Yeah, I heard about the guy. He went and got a haircut, and he died. Like,
oh my god! See, crazy. I don't try to watch the news because it talks about the same depressing stuff.
Those are hard.
Yeah, those are hard.
Oh, but those are harder. Shout out Trinidad, man.
Yes,
man, this nigga
he in like these streets. I've seen him. Time. I witnessed it. He's not a dude that just had to check. And he was buy everything. Like, I seen him.
Hey, shout out my other homie, too. Mike Ferg, Big Texas. Yeah. I forgot to give my homie a shout out.
Shout out to my boy,
been
Texas.
Out here.
Oh, yeah.
Lined
he
up
OG.
With me forever.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
he OG. We were the same size.
Speaking of one of those greats.
Yep. See? This man know what he's talking about. Guess what? It's not going to look good on my foot. On that note, I'll holler at y'all. Y'all be easy now.
Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing. Y'all niggas ain't talking about nothing.